Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Here's the Chicago offense.
Matt Forte, Tulane University.
Touchdown Bears! A dramatic catch by Matt Forte!
Matt Forte.
Forte! 50-yard run for a touchdown!
You know, just watching Matt Forte on film, watch him here. He can make those jump cuts. I mean, he can plant that left foot and then jump way over to the right and then plant the right foot and go upfield again.
10-year NFL veteran.
Whenever I see an open field full of green grass, I just get excited.
Two-time Pro Bowl selection.
You got to kind of study on film the way that DBs tackles.
I wonder how many running backs scouted opposing DBs to figure out what kind of tacklers they were. That's
when you get them guys coming for your knees all the time, you start to say, you know what, let me figure some of this out. Because, you know, I respect the dude who'll come, you know, mano a mano, head up on you. You know, when the guys chop you down and you're not even turned around yet or something like that, it's like, yeah, I don't really respect that. If you're going low like that, you're going to get one of my knees coming up. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to put that that shoulder pad and that thigh on your neck. See if I can knock you out of the game, because you're trying to knock me out of the game too.
That does not sound fun.
Of all the statistics you can get out of Matt Forte, running the ball, catching, everything else, his accomplished blocking ability is what gives you security on inside protection.
Underrated, but I still be scoring Matt Forte. Matt Forte with Spiegel and Holmes.
I think we're on record of how important Matt is.
On 670 The Score.
It's true. We love talking with Matt Forte. And in fact, we're giving away two tickets to our live broadcast from 2 to 6 on December 4th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Stage with special guest Matt Forte. And then you stick around where Matt's going to be hosting and signing for his new book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. The next time that you hear this, what's the horse's name?
Gumbo.
Be caller 6 of the contest line, 312-540-0670. Matt, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. How are you feeling about these 7-3 Bears?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very
happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
No, I'm feeling really good about them. You know, it was important this week to get a divisional win, first and foremost, even though it looked for a moment that it would be slipping away. But, I mean, the Bears, as we talked about in the previous weeks, we used to be those teams that would let other teams hang around, and it would come to bite us in the butt in the end. But now we're one of those teams that you can't let us hang around. And I love that they are kind of becoming that type of team where we finish the game in a strong manner, you know, no matter what. And, you know, that's multiple weeks that has happened against, obviously, the Bengals, and then this past week where it comes down to the wire, and we're able to, you know, walk away with a W. So I'm feeling, you know, excited about the Bears just as everybody else is. But it's a controlled excitement. I say that it's a controlled excitement that has reality attached to it. I'm not, you know, buying Super Bowl tickets and things like that. So, you know, right now, but we're in a good place, and they're headed in the right direction under Mr. Ben Johnson, who is doing his thing, man. He has this team ready to play each and every week, and they fight. They fight like dogs out there until the end.
Yeah, boy, a lot of good stuff right there from Matt Forte. By the way, I love that we have a collection of entertaining Forte sound bites that we can use one every day this week to promote this outstanding event that we're all looking forward to on December 4th, because it's been so fun to talk to you all year, Matt. You said it there about the coach having them ready. And, man, I saw some numbers today. There's a few different ones, but I'll give you this one just so I – because I know you'll feel it and appreciate it. According to Next Gen Stats, right, the running backs for the Bears are number one in expected yards per carry. What that essentially means is that there is more space in front of the running backs when they are handed the ball than any team in the league. The holes are bigger. The space between them and the offensive line is bigger than any team in the NFL. That's amazing to me, how well the running backs are being set up for success schematically at this point.
Yeah, that's a new stat for me too. Expected yards per carry. I never heard of that. But that goes to show you that the O-line has come a long way, and they're pushing guys off the ball and creating seams for them to run through. And as a running back, that's honestly all you really can ask for, is, you know, to have seams there and be able to hit it full speed and to be able to have time, honestly, to be patient. I was a patient running back. I would love when I had enough time back there to really set up blocks, because that's when you get those big explosive runs that are, you know, 20 plus yards. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the Bears are leading, are one of the top teams in the league when it comes to explosive plays, not only in the run game, but in the passing game as well. And that just shows you the system that they're in. The team is bought into that offensively, especially. And Caleb is growing, and he's not one of those guys that's, you know, constantly having, you know, the 200-yard passing games with a couple picks, or the, you know, not reaching the threshold of the upper echelon quarterbacks, where he's doing his thing back there. And, you know, as I always say, we always have room to grow. Nobody's arrived yet or anything like that. But I'm excited that the running game and the passing game in tandem has started to take off, and they definitely complement each other.
I know that we talked a lot about what's happening with the wide receivers and the tight ends on like pin and pull plays, but I feel like I'm watching a team that really enjoys blocking downfield. So as someone who benefits from that, when you played of guys staying on blocks and giving you an opportunity to get extra yards, what's that like when you know that you've got teammates that are willing to do that for the greater good of the offense?
It's something that is a respect thing too. You know, when I had receivers that would go the extra mile on the backside to make sure that they went and cut off a DB or go and maybe, you know, push to the safety and actually take two guys out of the play, it just leads towards bigger and bigger plays, like home run plays, where I can remember when we played, it wasn't the Commanders back then, but we played the Redskins, and I came up the middle, and Brandon Marshall's on the left side, and he's coming towards towards me, and he's blocking his cornerback, and I just cut right off of him to the left, and you know, then you have a 50, 60 yard touchdown, and if he's, you know, kind of taking a play off back there, then you know, things like that don't happen. You know, you have the possibility of breaking them, but sometimes, you know, guys make the tackle. But it's just all the effort that you need when it comes to a team that is trying to win a championship, trying to win a division, trying to go to the Super Bowl. You need that effort, that extra effort every single play, because you never know what the game comes down to. And as we've seen this entire season, every single down matters, every single play matters, and every inch on that field definitely matters. So you respect when guys go the extra mile like that. And plus, when it comes to the receivers, you know, I used to tell them all the time, hey, man, you know, I got 250, 260-pound linebackers coming down the A-gap when you're running your route out there trying to look pretty. So, you know, your boy's back there blocking in the trenches. So when I get the ball and you on the backside, I expect you to be backside blocking for me.
Oh, see, that's beautiful. That's right. You guys gotta help each other out as teammates. It's, man, it's amazing. Matt, the coach has a pretty good feel for the run game, like calling run plays on third and four inside the 10. I loved that one. Maybe it's partially informed by how much he goes for it on fourth down, but he called it. There was one drive on that 75-yard drive. They converted three different third and five or less all on run plays. I love that he's willing to do that.
Yeah, that shows his confidence in the run. That shows his confidence in the offensive line, but also just a mentality thing as well. That, you know, we're not going to be one of those teams that you can get a bead on and think that on third and medium or third and short that you can just kind of basically know exactly what we're going to do. So he switches it up. I love that in tandem with that, he has been mixing up the personnels. Like there was times where Bajent was in there. There was times where there was three tight ends in the game, and man, he's doing all kind of things where the expectation by the defense, they cannot get a hold on what is going to happen out there. And then the guys are executing when they have those opportunities. They're executing on the plays.
When it comes to villains, I don't know if anyone is more of a villain to the Bears as an organization than Aaron Rodgers. There's an argument for a couple other guys, but Aaron Rodgers, his record against the Bears is incredible.
24-5, Lawrence, 24-5. Outrageous.
He seems to enjoy that part too, Spiegs, right? He enjoys being the bad guy. Was he the bad guy when, you know, like when you were in the league and you're watching this guy ascend as a player, he's winning MVPs, he finally gets his opportunity and he does that. What does it mean anything if the Bears are able to get him on Sunday and maybe the last time that they'll have an opportunity to beat Aaron Rodgers?
Absolutely. It means a lot. And I would imagine, even though maybe most of the guys, or a lot of them, were not on the team when the last time he played at Soldier Field and did the whole celebration and said that he owned the Soldier Field people, or the Soldier Field. So I know they remember that, and I think they have still have a sour taste in their mouth. You know, just being that he's gotten the best of the Bears, you know, over the years.
And, you know, I think that there's definitely some solace when someone takes a quarterback, a legendary type of quarterback, takes them down as far as wins and losses. I can remember when Brett Favre was towards the end of his career and we beat them and a few times and kind of swept the Vikings, and then we won the division championship as well, beating them. And it was something to celebrate. It was something to be proud of, because, you know, when you're playing against guys like that who are sure Hall of Famers, it's tough to get a win. So when you get one and get a chance to do that, you know, you got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, Matt, I regret to inform you that you were 3-11 against Green Bay in your time as a Bear. I'm sure most of that was Aaron. We hated that. You know, it's like, I imagine you hated it. The Bears are in first place right now, man. We're hoping they take the North and they never give it back. Maybe this is the moment, you know? It's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely possible. You know, we got tough schedule ahead of us, you know, when it comes to not only teams, you know, with the Eagles, the Steelers, who are a good team too, and playing the you know, basically in the last five games, there's three divisional games within those, so you've got to win those, and we have a chance to really sweep the Packers. We haven't played them yet. So, you know, and that's kind of something that we got to take pride in and kind of try to, you know, focus on, you know, even though these other games are definitely important. But when it comes to the divisional games, we really got to focus on getting the Lions back from, you know, the earlier loss and then taking the Packers down.
For you, of this run that the Bears have been on, what's the most impressive thing about it?
I would say their resiliency, man, because the NFL is hard. Like, you're going to have the ups and the downs, and they've been able to bounce back. I mean, starting out 0-2 and being able to not pack it in and be like, here we go again. And then even in moments in games where you could still have those here we go again kind of thoughts, and fighting to the end, man. I mean, they are super resilient. They have faced adversity. They are the picture of and the definition of a team who faces adversity and overcomes it. And they've been able to be successful in these games where it looks like they're down and out of them. So, you know, I wouldn't, you know, advise them or suggest that we continue to win games in this manner. But, you know, you can't pick and choose, you know, the W. So, you know, I hope they continue to play and surprise everybody out here that the Bears are definitely here to be competitive and to play this game and in this conference and in the NFL and play towards a goal of really being a competitive team in the like a playoff team that's somebody that goes to the playoffs you know constantly and a team that I guess other teams will kind of be afraid of, like when you think about the Eagles, or you think about the Chiefs, or you think about some of these teams that, like, when the Patriots had their dynasty, you know, people did not want to play there. You know, nobody wanted to go and play at Gillette Stadium and stuff like that. So my hope and prayer is that they would be one of those teams that gets back to the monsters of the Midway. Like, people don't want to come out to Chicago, and the nicest thing that they can have is a dinner in downtown Chicago or something, because when they come to Soldier Field, they know it's going to get real out there.
Oh, amen, amen. And you know what's funny? It's like, I you know, we were all kind of hoping and dreaming that, hey, maybe this will turn into that kind of team because of the quarterback, but they have turned into that team because the defense has taken the ball away. And because the running game is a beast, man. It felt great last week to say, I know they're going to run the hell out of the ball in Minnesota. And then they do, 140 yards on 39 carries. That run game, Olin said last week to us, right, Lawrence? It travels. The run game travels. But it'll be true for games at Soldier for sure. It's like there's a swagger and a braggadocio that goes along with knowing you can run it on anybody. Isn't there, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a thing that earns you respect in the league as well. You know, when you go out there and you play smash mouth football, and that's what you need in Chicago as well. We don't have the greatest weather. We have an outside stadium. When it gets late in the season, when it's November, December, you're going to have to run the ball. And when it gets into, you know, something like the playoffs and things like that, like you have to run the ball and you have to travel. Like Olin said, he has to travel to the next game, whether it's a home game or away. And it's something, you know, that I've always been a big believer in, that football, this game has not changed, so to speak, over the years. For those who play it and understand that, man, a tough, hard-nosed defense that takes the ball away in a run game will win you games, will win you championships all day long. You know, and it helps out young quarterbacks. It helps out old quarterbacks. It helps out everybody when it comes down to it. So, you know, I just look at it. And I've lived through it. I've played it. I've seen it. You know, we've had top defenses in the league and in a good running game where we've exceeded anybody's expectations because of, you know, being able to take the ball away and being able to run the ball at the same time. And it's demoralizing if you're on the other side of the ball where you can even sometimes know what they're going to do, but you got to line up and stop it.
There was a moment that happened after the game that some people have been debating, and it's the Bears win the game, and there's a shot of Caleb, and he kind of claps, and he's like, okay, yeah, but he's shaking his head, and a lot of people have been like, oh, you know, he wasn't happy with this, or, you know, he should be more excited. I actually thought about you in that moment, Matt, because there would be times when we'd get to the locker room after a win, and you would have a similar expression like, hey, you know, we won, and that's great, but we didn't play our best ball. So walk me through what that mentality is like, because I took it as a positive that Caleb is setting a higher standard, and you were kind of always that guy on your team. So what's it like being that guy that is maybe taking things serious, like super seriously, when it comes to some of these wins?
Yeah, first of all, I love that he did that. I saw that too, and was impressed that that was his demeanor. Because, yeah, like, we won the game by the skin of our teeth. But at the same time, he's probably thinking, as a perfectionist and as a professional, man, there's so many missed opportunities that I had during the game, or that we had as an offense or as a team, that this game shouldn't have even been that close. And when you think about that, that kind of brings you back to reality, and you start to say, okay, let's raise the standard. Okay, yeah, we'll enjoy this win on the plane, and when we get back, you know, it's done, and we go on to the next game. But just my mind is focused on the improvement phase. And also, I'm not harping on, you know, the mistakes or the things that we did wrong, but I do want to bring it to light and also nip it in the bud to where we don't have to have, you know, pre-snap penalties. We don't have to have drop balls out there that's, you know, killing drives, and things where it has to come down to a last second field goal that if we don't have a nice special teams play, that probably doesn't happen, you know? So I definitely think there's a positive. I look at it just like you do, Lawrence, that's a positive, and he's raising and keeping the standard high to where, you know, everybody has to join him.
As always, man, we appreciate the time and the information. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Bear down.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.